This is Duchess Willow, the Ebony Femdom, and I wrote a blog recently on DominationBootCamp.com titled Ebony Femdom Training, Himbo House Husbands. If you don't know what a himbo is, a himbo is the same thing as a bimbo, except in male form. So it's a really attractive man that doesn't think too much. I broached this question on Twitter before I wrote the blog. Have you ever met a man who was fine as fuck and then ruined it when he opened his mouth? We've all met men before whom were outwardly attractive and mentally vacant, or who had views that made you want to run in the opposite direction. Part of the Ebony Femdom training I offer men is to be better men, offer help domestically around the house, and if they happen to be rather pretty specimens, give them tips on being a good sub that provides more than just eye candy. Himbo house husbands are the perfect combination of efficient and aesthetic. And the best thing about a house husband is that they don't have to be rocket scientists. They just have to know how to use a mop, a broom, and a vacuum, among other things, preferably while naked. Let me just toss this in here too. I love a good handyman, but we'll get more, we'll get back to that later. Newsflash, for anyone who didn't know this. Yes, women do like eye candy too. As I stated in my house husband's blog, there's nothing wrong with enjoying some pretty scenery. I prefer my scenery to also know how to cook and clean. Why? Because I do myself cook and clean. And I can't imagine cohabitating with any adult human being that doesn't know how to clean up after themselves, or fix themselves a healthy, satisfying meal and clean up after they cook. So what do you do when you meet a man who is conventionally attractive, but opens his mouth and becomes a mansplaining, podcasting, misogynistic pile of sparkly wood chips? He'd be a perfect candidate for Himbo House Husband's training. Just put that cute little brain zap helmet on him and put him to sleep. Go night night. Offering soothing words of house husbandry encouragement, like, men should be seen and not heard. Smile and look pretty while vacuuming for Duchess. Steam cleaning makes my cock hard and gets me ready for a wild night of floor scrubbing on all fours, offering my ass to Duchess. I'm a himbo, and I love washing and folding laundry while looking pretty. Washing dishes and riding Duchess's strap-on brings me joy. Of course, we'd also have to empty that head and fill it with a good fitness routine for keeping those washboard abs rippling and that ass tight. Weigh-ins to make sure the himbo hasn't been eating too many carbs and sweets, and quite possibly room for other forms of himbo programming tweaked for her pleasure. Imagine being able to just buy your himbo at the store and have him customize with a factory reset option to make sure that that pretty dim-witted house husband always puts a smile on your face. Think Stepford Husbands, where men get programmed to be better husbands, and the bots are actually real-life men that have undergone conditioning and rigorous training before being taken home. And if your house husband himbo starts malfunctioning and dares to have an independent thought, oops, right back to the factory. Or you can throw them in the trash like ConMarie if they don't spark joy and leave the kitchen floor spick and span clean. Surely I jest, but there is a kink for himbos. Just like there's a kink for literally everything else. Similarly to the Sissy Dick and Dash or Mistress Brighton's Sissy Stepford Wives stories, could you imagine living in a sci-fi utopian world where women are in charge and wear the pants and what's left of the real men are gathered up and sent to the himbo factory? Now, we all know Barbie ditched Ken because he was built like a, well, you know. Imagine ordering the man of your dreams, customizing his dick size, muscle mass, and making him a dream in the bedroom and the kitchen. There's been lots of talk lately of men wanting traditional wives without being traditional husbands. And with the newfound interest in traditional roles, including the sissy tradwife spin, I will repeat what I stated in my house husband's blog. If you want a submissive, traditional wife, and they do exist, who cater to your every whim and can suck a golf ball through a garden hose, you're going to need to provide for her as a traditional husband. There is no 50-50 split if you expect your traditional wife to do everything for you. Furthermore, for the men who consider such, if you help out around the house, you may just find that she has more sexy time and energy for you. Because housekeeping is a real job. Familial rearing is a full-time job. And doing all the housework while still having the energy to put something pretty and sexy on and ride your dick also requires a lot of work. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being a house husband and pampering your spouse while you do the heavy lifting, and it might get you laid. And the reality is that you don't have to be an empty-headed himbo to do that. And the intelligent men who know how to make a woman happy already know this. Sadly, it seems the himbo implant candidates are the ones doing the most squawking. Just like the sissy bimbo and bimbo fantasies, there are men who enjoy being the pretty and fuckable slut puppy that satisfies every woman's sexual needs. And men are the biggest whores, naturally, even if they won't admit it. I promise you, if you pair the sexy himbo lifestyle with being a smoking, hot, Harry the homemaker skill set, you will get the pussy thrown at you on a regular basis. So here's your assignment. If you're married, invite your wife to a candlelit dinner, cook a delicious meal and make sure the house is spotless. Wine her, dine her, toss in a hot oil massage and see what happens. If you're not married, schedule a home dinner date if your date consents to that. Clean up your damn house and clean yourself up, wash your ass and the rest of your body, and follow the steps above. The key word is consent here. If you're interested in this himbo house husband training, if you'd like to explore the more fantasy side of being a himbo house husband and my personal edging stroke toy, call me. You can dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Duchess Willow. You can also schedule a text session or order a custom phone sex audio for your himbo training. There are links on the site. If you would like to read this blog, you will need to go to dominationbootcamp.com. If you'd like to read any of my other blogs, please go to ebonyfemdomphonesex.com. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please remember to subscribe, Stay safe and stay blessed.